Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. My blog, if you want to go directly to that, is jimsblog.biz, or you can find it on the website, top left-hand corner. I hope you'll check that out and use it to your advantage. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get a chance. Steve Kaplan is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's the founder of the Difference Maker Incorporated, which provides a wide range of business tools to companies of all sizes. He is the author of a book I'm holding in my hand, Bag the Elephant, How to Win and Keep Big Customers. Steve Kaplan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. You know, Steve, the first time I heard an elephant used, the word elephant used in a sales context was many years ago, and I was a young pup in sales, and my mentors were talking to me about rabbits and elephants, and they said, okay, now you need to go after the elephants, because the elephants always, you know, you need those things, that's the gravy, those are the sales that really put you over the top, but you don't get an elephant every day. You only get an elephant every so often. And so in your daily routine, you need to make sure that you're bagging those rabbits too. Because you can bag a rabbit every day. Now, what do you think about that?
Yeah, there's some truth to that, especially when you're starting off. But my contention and really what I've done and many people that I've worked with have done is it's almost just as hard these days to sell a rabbit as it is an elephant. Yeah. A lot of times it comes down to strategy. Once you get in with an elephant, the really beautiful thing is you can navigate within that company, and there's so much operating place to go, so many fertile areas to go to get new business from them, that it's almost easier to get additional business from your elephant than go after the individual rabbits. But the rabbits are, pragmatically speaking, you got to turn the lights on. You got to pay your bills.
Right.
So, at least for the meantime, for the initial time, you really do need a little bit of both. But once you get going with your elephants, you're going to want to stick heavily into the elephant world for sure.
Well, the thing that I mean, obviously, and I'm glad you said what you just did. Obviously, you're not saying don't hunt the rabbits. But the thing is if you're not hunting elephants, it might be not be because you're spending too much time hunting rabbits. It might be because you're intimidated by the process of going after the elephants, and that's what you're here to help us with today, isn't it?
Yeah, Jim, what happens, it really goes like this. People have a business, whether it's a quick print, a dog walking business, a B2B marketing company, it really doesn't matter. And they're saying to themselves, not necessarily that they're not confident, but they don't really see how their company fits the positioning. They don't think necessarily that a big company, a huge company, would want to buy from them. They think that big companies only buy from other big companies, and that's just not true at all.
Well, it used to be more true in the 20th century, but in the 21st century, it's not only not true, it's becoming more of a reality that small businesses can deal with big businesses than ever before. And the main reason, Steve, is because big companies are outsourcing more and more of the tasks of their non-core competency tasks to small businesses, aren't they?
Yeah, you could not be more correct. Absolutely. They are doing that. And the other part of that, in addition, is that in today's world, the demands for immediate success are prevalent more than ever. These companies need suppliers that can actually turn on a dime for them and
exactly.
be a competitive advantage. If a big bureaucratic company has another big bureaucratic company as a supplier, they just can't be nimble, they can't be reactive, and they lose many opportunities, and they know that now because of the pressures of the public world.
Well, and I've said this before many times, Steve, I think some of the big businesses that we do business with us partially because they just like to watch us work. They can't believe we can turn things around like we do.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. When I bagged my first elephant, I had three employees, and all of them were making more than me, and it's a really small company.
Say that again. You had employees who were making more money than you?
All of them.
You just made a lot of small business owners feel a lot better, Steve.
Because
we thought we were the only ones.
No, absolutely not. And I remember, when I was able to land Procter & Gamble, I used to take my car and park in the at the airport Hyatt and take the shuttle bus over because I you know just couldn't afford the parking, quite honestly. You know, so yeah, so you do not have to be. My revenues were $12,000 at that point when I was able to do this.
Right.
So and believe for all your listeners, if I can do it, believe me, they can absolutely.
Well, what is the first step in going after an elephant?
Well, you have a couple things, and this is really. Doesn't matter how big your company. This means if you're the only person in your company, or you have 10 employees or 100 employees, you really need to make sure that you're elephant ready. And what I mean by that is that kind of culturally, you know what you're going to do. Imagine your business, and imagine tomorrow you have four times the amount of business. Can you deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
You need to. You know, I'm not for a minute suggesting that you go out, you spend all this money, you hire these people. But what I am saying is, you sit down and you make out your plan. How are you going to deliver four times as many pizzas?
If you ask the elephant for the business, you might actually get it.
Yeah, right. And if you do, there's some things with that. I mean, there's every five quick things, and that's you have to understand that with these elephants, it's really a one and done philosophy. You know, you got to get in there. You have one chance really to impress them. You got to be ready for that. You can't do that if you fail operations.
They don't have time to spend a lot of extra time with you, do they? I mean,
yeah.
if they give you a few minutes, you got to have your cornflakes together at that one shot, don't you?
Absolutely, and they have a lot of options. I mean, they might not have as many as good as us individually, but they do have them. So they have you have to be ready to go. You have to make sure that they're the priority. You have to do whatever it takes. And the other thing, when I say get ready here, is you have to go in with an open mind. When you're talking to these potential big customers, and you see an opportunity, you see part of their budget that that maybe it's not exactly what you do, but you can shape your business. Be flexible. Your business will not be in a year from now what it is today.
One of the big problems that happens in the marketplace today, Steve, is big businesses trying to do business with small businesses, but they don't speak our language. But now we got the reverse of that. And as small business owners, we live in a different world than big businesses, and they have different challenges, different perspectives, different terminology. If we're not prepared to be flexible, like you were just saying, then what you're going to do is you're going to look like a small business that can never is not ready for the prime time.
You're right. You're really gonna look like an outsider. But if you do know this company lingo and quirks and things, if you know just by talking at a meeting that the main building is called the central building, if a certain project is called Blaze or Cornflakes or whatever it is, if you're talking to if you're saying I'm going to, instead of the cafeteria, I'm going to I'll meet you at 143. Or
right.
A contract is Exhibit 5, then you're an insider.
That's right.
Then they know that you know what's going on.
Stand by, Steve. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Steve Kaplan. He's the author of Bag the Elephant. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Steve Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, if you're Googling him or looking for him online. And he's the author of Bag the Elephant, How to Win and Keep Big Customers. Steve, give us your website, please.
Oh, it's www.differencemaker.com. Just like
Differencemaker.com. Now, the book is coming out next week, right?
It's,
on the bookshelves.
It's Barnes & Noble on August 24th. It's
right.
Everywhere else nationwide, airports, everywhere else.
But they can buy it. You sell it to them in advance right now from your website.
Yeah, we have a discounted rate right now also on the website, so they can go
right
there on the home. And the other thing is there's many, many free resources online.
I appreciate that.
To talk about.
Appreciate you making that available. Now, if they buy it from your website, will you autograph it for them?
Of course.
Okay, good deal. Steve, one of the things that I found out in bagging my own elephants over the years is that, and this was a very, very, this was an aha moment for me when I discovered this. Big businesses don't just need me to bring them a great idea. They may love my idea, but if my idea that they think they can't do without means that they've got to give some of their people another assignment, they're going to turn me down because they got money maybe, but they don't got people to do the job. And so what we've tried to do in bagging our elephants is bringing them an idea and fulfilling that idea for them. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. And really the way that even works, even enhanced, is we'll go to them with a turnkey to use a phrase, you call them a turnkey idea operation, meaning that you can do everything from your end of it. But the other part of it, I would urge all your listeners to do, I do it, is find out from them what it takes from them. Because if you're going to them with, you know, you're printing something or whatever, and you go to them and say, we do every part of it, they may have 30 steps internally they have to do with their own bureaucracy.
Right.
Who approves things for them? What links in the chain do they have to go through? And then seek to provide solutions and answers for them for each of those chains. That way you can actually hijack their own bureaucracy and try to own as much of the process. Then you're really becoming turnkey from them, making their life easier, and then not only you won't have to look for business, they'll look for you.
Right.
The word will get out internally.
Now, that's a big deal. That's the key, and I think that's what you were talking about earlier with the elephants, Steve. The big deal is once you get inside and once they get comfortable with you and once they're confident that you can deliver and that you will deliver, and not only that, but if they get themselves into a bind, you might actually be able to get them out of a bind, not just do regular business, but perform some kind of Herculean, you know, feat. Then these are customers you can't run off.
Yeah, no, you can't. One of my companies I had was a marketing company, and our biggest client at that time was Procter & Gamble. And we did marketing companies, but just walking the halls after a while, after, you know, a lot of work and effort, word got out that, hey, you know, Steve's company, you know, they look out for you, they're good partners. I was doing things. I had a project where I was able to actually get a $10 million order for producing silk bags in China, for all things. I'd never done anything near that before. But it was a 20% margin job. I mean, those don't come along every day. And it happens just to be from walking the halls from, you know, mm-hmm. a guy that I trusted and worked with. So,
Steve, you talk in your book, in chapter 3, and you talk about 6 keys to the elephant, and you've already mentioned a couple of them. One and done, making sure that you make a good first impression, priority one. But the third one is whatever it takes. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, these are things that I urge everybody, you know, keep your eyes open. There's going to be opportunities left and right. If your business, if you're a dog walking company, it doesn't matter what you are. When you're talking to these people, keep your eyes and ears open because they're going to tell you there's going to be opportunities all around you. So you need to go ahead and you need to be flexible and don't put limits on what you can and what you're doing because, you know, as long operationally, as long as you can handle it, you're fulfilling their needs more and more.
One of the things that and we talked about this a little bit earlier, Steve, that I think is happening in the 21st century, and I think you do too, and that is that more and more big businesses are looking to small businesses. I call my big business customers partners, and they like that. What do you talk to us about partnering with big companies?
They do that absolutely. You know the expression. Pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered is something that I like to use. When we're out there talking to these big, huge companies, we don't need to retire. You know, you get one contract. I don't think, you know, we don't want you out there looking for yachts just yet. Build it over time, you know, and look out for them. And they will look out for you. They are loyal, like true elephants. They are very loyal, and they want partners. They want people to go to them and help them save money. You know, that's the world that they live in. So it's not only going and helping them and being a good partner, but it's also being able to communicate what you're doing for them in a way they can use it. For example, if you're out there saving money for them buying more and more and more of your items, create a little sheet that you can give your contact that basically says, here's what the regular cost would be, here's what your cost was, here's how much you saved.
Mm-hmm.
That person then, your internal contact there, when they have their review, they have ammunition, and they're going to love you because they're going to get promoted. That's going to help you. It's going to help them, and they're going to want to work with someone who understands that they have a personal career path as well, even though they're in a big company.
One thing I want to point out, though, we got about 20 seconds, Steve, and you can comment quickly, is don't lowball your price. Don't assume that they're looking for the lowest price. They might just be looking for the maximum service.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, and not only, you know, they even if they are looking for the low price, you still have a business to run. You have to have your pricing strategy.
Right.
You have to maintain your margins and make sure that you don't dip too far below those.
Absolutely. Give us your website again, Steve.
www.differencemaker.com.
Thanks. The book is called Bag the Elephant. Good job, Steve, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks so much, Jim.
All right, Steve Kaplan, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Quick break, right back with Ben Castro. He's with Maxtor. After these messages, the show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.